Morning. Today's daf and gittin is Lamed Zion. Thank you, Lupin Foundation, for sponsorship of the daf. As long as Zecher Nishmas Lipa Gabriela Bashmuel. We begin today on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. We're on the topic of Prizbol. Two dafim and shas yesterday and today. Lamed Vav and Lamed Zion and gittin discussing the halachas of Prizbol. Was a takana that was made by Hillel. Hillel Zakim was worried that people weren't lending money, and the reason is because the Torah allows the cancellations of loans, not allows, mandates, the cancellation of loans at the end of the Shemitah year. And so as you approach the end of the Shemitah year, so a person comes over to you, asks you for a loan, and so quite honestly, human nature, we just we're hardwired this way, where we look at him and we say, look, I'd love to lend you money, but I also love to get paid back. That's generally speaking the nature of a loan. And I'm going to lend you money, and then Shemitah is going to come, and it's going to cancel the loan. And so, now the Torah is aware of this, and the Torah realizes that this is a Yetzirah that we have. So the Torah says, So the Torah in Parshas Reis says, well, don't think that way. Meaning that it's understood that you have such a Yetzirah, but don't think that way. And your job is to lend money even as the Shemitah year rolls around. Okay, so that's all the way lending is set up by the Torah. But Hillel realized, he looked around and he saw. So people had a difficult time with this law in the Torah. People were not lending money, even though the Torah says, no, do it. So what Hillel instituted was the Prizbol, and the Prizbol allowed for the circumvention of the Shemitah year. So that if the Malva writes if you write a Prizbol for the Malva, so then he'll be able to collect his loan even after the end of the Shemitah year has rolled around. The mechanics of the Prizbol is very straightforward. Basically, what you do is you're signing a loan over to Basin so that Basin can collect. You no longer are the collector of the loan. Basin now is the one who is collecting the loan on your behalf. So you're not a no-gas. You're not pressing. You're not going after the borrower. Basin is doing so, and that is the general format of the Prizbol. Okay, there's a number of Mishnayos in Masechta Shviyas in the 10th Perek, which deal with this issue of Prizbol. But obviously there's no Gemara on Masechta Shviyas. So really the truth of the matter is that yesterday's daf and today's daf are really the two dapim and shas that cover this topic, that tackle some of the most basic of these issues. Okay, yesterday we really dealt with some of the more fundamental issues. Meaning, how can the Chachamim do this? How can the Chachamim institute a mechanism in which it's going to circumvent the Nisa D'Araisa? The Torah says that the loans are going to be canceled. The Chachamim came along and the Chachamim overwrote the Torah. How could they do that? By what mechanical means can they use to do that? So yesterday we dealt with two fundamental answers. One answer of the Gemara is that we're talking about Shemitah B'Zman Hazeh. Shemitah B'Zman Hazeh is a Din D'Rabbanan, not a Din D'Araisa. And so because Shemitah has now been downgraded to Din Rabbanan, and Rashi explained yesterday's daf, because Yovel doesn't apply nowadays, and because Yovel doesn't apply nowadays, Shemitah's Karka doesn't apply nowadays, and Shemitah's Karka doesn't apply, so therefore Shemitah's Ksafim don't apply min haTorah, and it only applies on a level of Rabbanan. So now the Shemitah's on a Rabbanan playing field, so now the Chachamim can get in there and rewrite some of the halachas. Anyway, Shemitah is Rabbanan, so now they can use a mechanism in which to circumvent Shemitah. That's one response that yesterday we'll give credit to Abaye for giving that answer. Rava gives a much different answer, and the way Rashi presents Rava, which is the way we presented it yesterday, is that really the answer is much more fundamental. Hefker based in Hefker, meaning this is the word. Now we're talking about monetary law. When it comes to monetary law, the Chachamim have the ability to totally overwrite. Because Hefker Basin Hefker. Basin has the power to take money and move it from one person to another person. That's within the realm, that's within the domain, the purview of Basin. So Basin has that right, so therefore they could do that. And even if, this is the way Rashi comes out, and even if Shemitah was a Din D'Araisa, and even if we don't subscribe to the Sheet of Rebbe, and that Shemitah is only a Din D'Rabbanan, but rather it's a Din D'Araisa, still Hefker Basin Hefker will allow for the collection of loans even after the Torah forgives the loan. Based on the principle of Hefker, based in Hefker. One more question that we dealt with yesterday in terms of some of the more fundamental issues, and that was this Takana of Hillel. How long did he make it for? Did he make it for his generation, or did he make it for all future generations? So that's what we were in the middle of discussing yesterday. The Gemara, we are going to continue where we left off yesterday. The Avakulam Elot Tashma. Okay. It is about two-thirds of the way down on the Gemara. The first words in the line is Avala Kula Amalo. And the Gemara starts off with the words Tashma, Dama Shmuel, Ha Prusbala Ulbana de Dainahu. Shmuel says that this whole Prusbal is embarrassing. It's an embarrassment. E Asher Chayel Abtilina. So Shmuel's of the opinion that if I have more strength, if I had more power, I would be Mevatel. The Gemara says, V'ha'in Basin Yachel Levatel, Divrei Basin Chavera. Elim Kein Gadol Haimena Bechachma V'minyan. What do you mean? You can't abolish it. So Hachi Kamer, Im Yasher. So Chayel Yoser Mihila Abtilina. He said, that's exactly what Shmuel meant. Shmuel meant that if I was part of a court that was even greater than that of Hillel, so that I would abolish it. So just from his statement, now obviously he had a particular feeling about, he had an opinion regarding Prusbal, and we'll come back to that opinion in just a moment. But what we saw from the statement, however, is that Hillel obviously was Misakein Prusbal, not only for his generation, but for all future generations. And that's exactly what Shmuel meant. Shmuel meant to, obviously, he came generations after Hillel, but what he meant was is that if there was a chance where I would become stronger than the basin of Hillel, so then I would abolish it, but otherwise, there's nothing I can do because it's here and it's an institution. Okay, so you see clearly that when Hillel was Misakein, he was Misakein it not only for his generation, but for all future generations as well. Okay, simple question, and that is, what's Shmuel's opinion? Shmuel says it's embarrassing. Well, what's so embarrassing about Prusbal? Isn't it something which is we should be proud of, or at least, you know, obviously the Chachamim felt that it was worthwhile. So Rashi points out, it's really the Gemara later on, because essentially what Prusbal is it's removing people's monies. Right. Meaning, the Torah says, that money belongs to you, and the Chachamim are saying, okay, I know that, but we're taking it away from you and we're giving it to him. Now again, obviously the Chachamim felt justified. They felt that the people wouldn't lend, and you know they had the right motivation, but ultimately, when all said and done, you're basically taking money away from people. I mean, you know, in a vacuum, if you looked at it with no context, that's basically what the Chachamim are doing. So Shmuel says it's an ulbana, it's an embarrassment. Now Rav Nachman Amar Kaimenu, Rav Nachman says, what do you mean? If I had my druthers, now Rav Nachman was a Talmud of Shmuel. So it makes this part a little tricky. But Rav Nachman says that if I could, I would be Mekayim. The Gemara says, HaMekayim V'Kayim. So what do you mean? You would reinstate policy? You don't need to reinstate policy. It's here. So Hachi Kamer Ema Be Mils Daf Agaf the Lokasav Kekasav Dami. So no, what Rav Nachman says is that I would have even gone one step further. Right now, in order for a Prusbal to work, you have to write a Prusbal. Rav Nachman says if it were up to me, I'd even grant everyone Prusbal privileges even without even having to write it. So. So Rav Nachman clearly was a big fan of the Prusbal institution. Okay, Ibailu, Ayubana Lishna de Chutzbahu or Lishna Dinichusdahu. The word Ubana, which was the word that was used by Shmuel. So what exactly does that mean? Does it mean something which is chutzpah? Is it something which is nichusa, tashma, damar ula, aluva kalashizinsa bekerv chupasa? So the Gemara says using a memra that Uba clearly means something which is an embarrassment. Aluva kala shizinsa bekerv chupasa. How embarrassing, how chutzpah is it for the kala to be mizana during the chuppah? So Amar of Mari Barad de Bashmol Maikra Achamach Memisibo Nerdei Nasan Recho. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Shir Shirim. While the melech is in the misiba, Rashi explains as being the chuppah. So Nerdei Nasan Recho. The fragrance is being given off. Meaning while we were at Har Sinai and while under the chuppah. So what do? What did Bnei Yisrael do? So we went to the eagle. So, but clearly the point of all this is that the word aluva means chutzpah. So it's something which is not positive. Gaban dechsiv nasan v'lo ksiv hisriach. Even when the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which is describing us as turning to the Egel HaZahav, when we were at the chuppah, Mamad Har Sinai, even still, instead of using the word hisriach, meaning we were putrid in the perfume that we gave off, it didn't say that it said the word Nasan. It's a slightly more gentle reprimand to the Jewish people. You know, Rava was able to look at the nuanced positive, even the context of the context of the Tochacha. Anyway, Tana Rabban, the Gemara quotes another bright side. Now, love and vein, now love him, show him, cherpasam, vein, moshivim, o simiava, vesmechim, viasurim, alema, kasavamer, v'o avav, kitse, sashemesh, bugvura. So, another another memra. This is a brisa that describes the word aluvim as something which means it's an embarrassment. This brisa, which we saw back in Yuma, now lovim ve'ena aluvim, somebody who receives embarrassment but then doesn't return the embarrassment. So smechem yisurim aleihem akasav omer. I'm sorry. They get rebuked, they're embarrassed, and they don't respond. They do mitzvahs out of ava, meaning not because of a reward. So the pasuk, the brisa speaks of such an individual, o avav kitzeis Hashemesh begvura so, that it's someone that is beloved to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, that's the way Talmud Chacham behaves. The Rambam quotes his brisa right nearly verbatim. But anyway, that's but you see the word aluvim in this context means that's an embarrassment. So going back now to the opinions of the Amorayim, Shmuel feels that the whole principal institution is something which is embarrassing. He didn't like it. The idea that we're taking money from one person giving it to another, when the Torah states otherwise, Shmuel was uncomfortable with the whole idea. And Rav Nachman says, no, Rav Nachman says, I came menu. I really like it. I think it's a good idea. So it's interesting. The Gemara gives us the opinions of the Amorayim regarding the institution of principal. My principal, I mentioned yesterday that we're going to see this today. Here we go. Very bottom of Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, the Gemara now discusses etymology. The word prusbol, it's an interesting word. It doesn't sound like a Hebrew word. The Gemara wants to know what's the etymology of the word. Amar Chista pros buli buti. The word pros, says Rashi, is the takana. It's an institution that's made for buli buti. Buli buti means the wealthy and the poor. Buli elo ashirim. The Gemara now gives psukim that speak to this idea that the. Rashi Buli Elo Ashirim Dichsiv Vishibarti is going to Zechem. So you read the pasuk in the end of Vayikra, the Tochacha, Vishibarti is going to Zechem, Vitini Rav Yosef, and then you look at the Targum of Rav Yosef on the pasuk. Rav Yosef always says Targum, from the Gemara's perspective. Eila Bolao Shebi Yehuda. These are the wealthy people in Yehuda. So when the pasuk says Vishibarti is going to Zechem, I'm going to break your great ones. It's a reference to the wealthy people living in Yehuda. But anyway, you see the word Buli over here is a reference to wealthy people. Buti, on the other hand, Elohanim, that's a reference to the poor people. Dechsiv, Havei Tavitenu, that when the Torah talks about the person borrowing money and having to give up a mashko and having to give up some sort of collateral, so the Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh describes Havei Tavitenu, that he gives up a some form of collateral in order to get a loan. So obviously those are reference to the poor people. Okay. Amalei Rava Luluaza, my prosbol. Rava speaks to somebody who does not speak Hebrew. Right? Rashi describes this person as not Eino Medaber Beloshen Ivri. So he doesn't speak Hebrew. And he asks him, my prosbol. In other words, even the Amoraim are trying to research etymology. So Amalei Pursa Demilsa. So he says, Pursa Demilsa, Pursa Rashi explains, meaning a takana. It's an institution. Okay. Okay, Adkan. So far, what do we have in terms of Prusbol? Just to quickly organize. So we have the fundamental issues of how can the Chachamim be Masak in Prusbol? That goes back to yesterday's daf. The various opinions amongst the Amoraim in terms of how they feel about Prusbol. And then we discuss now a little bit of the etymology of the word Prusbol. Okay, basically from here until the rest of today's daf. It's not really the rest. There's a new sugya that comes up at the end of today's daf, but I'm venturing, I guess, that we're going to stop with the prusbol. We'll stop with the prusbol sugya today. So from here until the end, so we're going to be discussing the halachas of prusbol. Just in general, you should know that we'll be quoting extensively today the Mishnayos from Shvius, specifically the 10th parak of Shvius. Right, Shvius has a total of 10 prakim. So the 10th parak of Shvius is dedicated to the topic of Shemitah. But again, as I mentioned earlier this morning, there is no Gemara on Shvius, so there's no Talmud Bavli on Shvius. So what we're left with is yesterday's daf and today's daf. Those are essentially the two dapim of Bavli that dedicates itself to the discussion. So as it's good to go over the Mishnayos of the 10th Perek. We're going to see a lot of them today. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. We're on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, five lines from the top of the Amud. So here we go with halachas. Yisomim means Trichim Prusbol. First of all, an orphan doesn't need to write a prusbol. Meaning, if there are accounts receivable from the perspective of the estate, so that the estate looks to collect, and the Shemitah year comes and goes, so even though the Yisomim didn't write a prusbol, they don't need to write a prusbol. V'chein tani Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama also taught this in a brayse as well. Yisomim mein tzrichim peruzbol. The Rami Gamliel uveizdin avim shal yisomim. Because Rami Gamliel and his beis din, they serve as the father of the yisomim. So they basically now are the collectors, right? They're the, so to say, the collection agency of the yisomim. And so therefore, like we said time and again, the whole idea behind peruzbol is that the loan is being given over to beis din. Beis din serving as collection. By yisomim, beis din becomes the default collector for the Yisomim. Rashi points out over here why we're mentioning Rabbi Gamliel, meaning it could be any Beis Din. So Rashi just simply says that the Braisa was authored during the Tkufa of Rabbi Gamliel, so that's why the Braisa here mentions Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah, okay, and anytime we're going to see the word Tanan Hasam in today's daf, it's going to be from the 10th parak of Shvius. Ein Kosem Prozba Ella Al HaKarka. Okay, here's a halacha. Halacha is that when you write Prizbol, so Prizbol can only be written for the Malva. Remember, the Malva is the one who's interested in the writing of the Prizbol so that he's able to collect his loan after the Shemitah year. So after the end of the Shemitah year. Okay, you'll hear me say that a couple times today. It's the end. We'll show you Rashi. Rashi says it very clearly and later in today's daf. As do most Rishonim say that. The halacha is that you can only write a prosbol on behalf of the malva, but only if the lova has a little bit of property. That's the Mishnah in Shvius. Now, im ein lo. Now, if the, let's say the borrower does not have property, so mizakeh besoch sadeo kol shehu. So the Mishnah in Shvius says, so give him a little bit. Meaning, be mezaka for him a little bit of property, so that now that the love has property, now we can write a principle on behalf of the malva. Okay. The Mishnah does not explain why. Why is there a need to for the love to have property? Meaning, why it doesn't seem like it should affect whether a prizbol should or should not be written. And meanwhile, the Mishnah Shvius tells us that in order to write a prizbol, so there has to be a little bit of property owned by the lova. So let's take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi gives a reason, a svara. Rashi writes, Ela al karka, im yesh karka la lova, de lo takinu, ela bizmancha achov kishar rov shtaros, she nigme min karka. So Rashi says, look, the chachamim were misakin prizbol, but only for normal circumstances. When does a lender normally lend money to somebody? When the lova has some form of security that he's going to pay back the loan. And generally speaking, how does security come? Security comes in the form of property. Meaning that when you lend somebody money, generally speaking, there's a lien against the money. So that is a normal loan. So the Chachamim were Misakin Prozbol only under normal circumstances. Rashi goes on to write, Dehave Milsa Deshchicha, Kedamina Bekama Dochte, Deme Milsa De Lo Shchicha Lo Avad Rabbana Takanta. The Chachamim would not make a Takanta for things which are unusual. And it is highly unusual for somebody to lend money to somebody and that Lova doesn't have property. So therefore, it has to follow a quote-unquote normal loan. So therefore, in order to write the Prozbol, the Lova has to have a little bit of property. Now, the Afapi, now Rashi addresses an issue which it's pretty clear from the Gemara, although the Gemara doesn't explain why, how to solve the issue, but Rashi comes up with a way of solving the issue. The Alpha Bishen Oshava Kolachov, Rashi says, now the truth of the matter is that you write the Prozbol for the lender as long as the borrower has property, even if that property is not commensurate to the loan amount. Rashi says, but that's fine. And why is that fine? Kedetan lekami karko koshu ha'amar afilu malamachat gove malokardim kemaisa diktina dabai. So Rashi says, quoting Gemara in Ksuvos, and this is the second time recently we quoted this Gemara in Ksuvos, because with one piece of property that can secure a loan that's much greater than the actual value of the property itself. In other words, you can keep giving the property back to the borrower, and that property keeps returning as a security against the loan. Even if it was used once again, you could just keep giving it back to him, and it will keep securing that loan that's outstanding. Anyway, that's the Gemara Ksuvos. So Rashi over here says is that even though the property obviously doesn't represent the full value of the loan, still you're going to write a prosbol on behalf of the malva. Just as an interesting aside, it's not even an aside, Tosas over here says that the reason why You can write a prosba for somebody who loans against a small piece of property, as Tosa says, because ain't no naba karkos, because we know that property doesn't really have a fixed value, and you can sell property for any amount, and even if it's a small piece of land, but in theory, it could be sold for the total amount of the loan. That's how Tosa sets up the solution to the problem.
But that means that it gives you twice the amount of the loan. The person who is the lover ends up with a karka that belongs to Malva.
No, again, all we're doing over here is just discussing under what terms can you write the principle for the Malva. So the only term, the Mishnah says the terms have to be is that the lover has to have karka. So Rashi, just giving an explanation, Rashi really doing two things over here. Number one, why? Why does the lover need to have karka? So Rashi says, because the chachamim only were mesakim prosbal under normal circumstances. And people only normally lend money when there's land securing the loan. That's one. Two, Rashi then deals with, what if the land isn't equal to the amount of the loan? Rashi says, that's also fine. Based on the Gemara Ksuvos, or according to the Rashman, based on the fact that there's no fixed value to property.
Where's the borrower getting the land from?
So somebody will gift it to him. And when I say somebody, by the way, it could even be the Malva. Meaning the Malva says, look, I wanna write a prosbal. The lover says, okay, but I don't have land. The Malva say, fine. I'm gonna be mezakeh. I'll make sure you have land. In other words, it's a legality in terms of writing up the prosbal. You can only write up a prosbal only if the borrower has land. This is all part of the institution. Remember, prosbal is an institution. It's the takana. It's not a loophole. It's a way of incentivizing people to lend money. So part of the institution is that it's not, the whole thing is an institution. Okay. So, tanan hasam. Ain kosim prosbal el ala karkim ain lo mezakeh besoch sadeh kolshu v'kama kolshu. Now, how much is a kolshu? Amarav chia barashi amarav afilu klachshel krov. Even a stalk of cabbage. It's in other words, really any amount of land. I'm Rav Yehuda Afila Yishula Makam Latanu Lekiraim Kosen Lav Prosbal. Even if you lend somebody a piece of property where they could put the oven or the stove on the property, that's enough to write a prosbal. Even the Gemara says Vatani Hila Ain Kosen Prosbal Ella Atsiv Nakuv Bilvad. So the Gemara said you can only write a prosbal on a pot that has holes in it. Now it doesn't mean only a pot that has holes in it. It just simply means short of land. Meaning obviously if the lova has land, you write the prosbal for the malva. But let's say the lova doesn't have land, but he does have a pot. The pot's got holes in it. Like we discussed time and again throughout Shas, the holes create a communication between the contents of the pot and the ground itself. So basically, that is considered like karka. It's considered like ground. However, nakuv in shein or nakuv lo. The pot's got a hole, holes in it. If the pot doesn't have holes in it, that's no good. What do you mean if the pot doesn't have holes in it, but isn't the pot sitting on the ground? Now, what ground is he using? Obviously, somebody is lending him the ground, so in order to sit his pot on top of. And didn't we say that that's good enough? Meaning, you don't even have to own land. As long as someone allows you to put, allows you enough land to put down your pot, that should be enough. So, amai v'ha'ika mekomo, lo tzricha d'manach hasiche. So the Gemara says, well, it could be that we're discussing a case where the pot is sitting on top of pegs, which is sitting on the ground. So then you have no karka. You have no land. The pot doesn't have holes in it, so the contents of the pot are not considered karka. And the pot itself is not even actually sitting on the ground. Now, the truth of the matter is the pegs are sitting on the ground, and the pot's on the pegs, so... Okay, the answer needs more amplification, but for our purposes, right now, let's just leave it at this. Rav Ashi maknele gidma didik la v'kasev alei prosbal. Rav Ashi was maknele just a small little piece of land, a dekel, a palm tree, and on that he wrote the prosbal. Rabbanan debe Rav Ashi masri milai la dade. The chachamim of Rav Ashi were moser milaihu. In other words, they just simply gave each other their words. They didn't even write a prosbal. They just wrote each other their words. I'm sorry, they just gave each other their words, and that would be sufficient. Rabbi Yonasan Masna Mila le Rabbi Chia bar Abba. So Rabbi Yonasan gave his word over to Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Amalei, Tzrichina Midi Achrine. He says, do I need anything else? Amalei, lo Tzrichisa. No, that's good. In other words, your word that you're being moser, that you're giving over the loan over to Beis Din, so that you don't even have to write up a prosbal. That's enough. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. We're going to be discussing more on this topic of the Lova needs property in order to write a prosbul on behalf of the Malva. Ein lo karka ul arev yesh lo karka. Let's say that there are two borrowers. One, the primary borrower, and the other one is an arev. There's a guarantor. So there's a co-signer on the loan, and the co-signer is serving as the arev, as a guarantor. Now, kosun alav prosbul, ein lo karka ul arev yesh lo karka. So the first halacha that the Braisa deals with is, let's say the first signer doesn't have any property, but the co-signer, the guarantor, he does have property. So to that, the Braisa says, good, you can write a prosbul. Meaning, as long as there is some property securing the loan, meaning, so you went to the first, you went to the primary, he didn't have property, but the second signer, the second co-signer has property, that's enough. That's enough to write the write the prosbul. Kosvin alav prosbul. Lo ula arev einlem karka, ula chayav lo yesh lo karka, kosvin alav prosbul. Gemara goes even one step further. Let's say that the first signer on the loan doesn't have property. Let's say the co-signer on the loan doesn't have property. What kind of guarantor is that, by the way? Yeah. It's such a strange one. Right? Oh, I'll sign on the loan as well. No problem at all. What do you have? Man, I don't have a. I'm here to support my friend. So anyway, so the first signer doesn't have property. The second signer doesn't have property. But let's say that there's a third person involved. Actually, he's now already the fourth. But let's say there's a third person involved, and he does have property. Now, who's he? So he actually owes the borrower money. So the borrower doesn't have any money on hand, but he has an outstanding loan against somebody else. So now this is a classic construct of A, B, and C. Okay, B owes A money, C owes B money. So now the halacha is, this is what's called Shibudu de Rab Nasan. So since C owes B and B owes A, so basically we can have C bypass B and go directly to A. And what the Gemara is pointing out now is that as long as C has property, that's also good enough to write the prosbul. The Gemara says, let me read this again. Lo ula arivain lo karka, ula chai vesh lo karka, kosvin al prosbul, mi de Rabbi Nasan. Using the principle of Shibudu de Rabbi Nasan, this is good enough as well. De Tana Rabbi Nasan, right, quoting the pasuk from the from Parshas Naso, so the Torah, the way the Torah looks at A, B, and C is that really, as long as C owes B and B owes A, so we could have A looking at C and saying, effectively, you owe me.
No.
In other words, you write the prosbul for A, yeah, and the fact that B doesn't have property is inconsequential because he can look beyond B and he could look at C and he could say, as long as C's got property.
But B has to have a prosbul for himself, not to.
Interesting. Interesting. Very, very. Okay, good.
But then the land of C is used for twice.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's an excellent point. I think it's what you're saying sounds reasonable. I don't know if you're right, but it sounds very reasonable. Okay, Tanan Hasam, we're going to learn now another Mishnah. Okay, and again, 10th parak of Shvius.
Does it apply nowadays that land has to be
rented? Yep. So hopefully the one who wrote the prosbul for you knew this. I'm sure he did. So the answer is yes. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah. Hashvius Mishametas Samalva Ben Bishtar Ben Shelo Bishtar. Shmita is Mishamet the loan. Mishamet means to forgive. Shmita is Mishamet the loan, whether the loan was with a document or whether it was without a document. Now, Rav Shmuel Amar Tavayu. Now, how do you learn this Mishnah in Shvius? So Rav Shmuel say, it's very simple. The Mishnah in Shvius is telling us that Shmita cancels every single loan. That's it. Simple pshat. Darmi tavayu b'shtar shtar sheyesh b'achrayas nechasim shlo. I'm sorry. Shtar sheyesh lo achrayas nechasim shlo b'shtar sheyem b'achrayas nechasim. When the Mishnah in Shvius says bein b'shtar shbein shlo b'shtar, it means as follows. The Mishnah is talking about documented loans. Most documented loans are where in the loan it says that you're going to owe me money and there's going to be a lien against your property. Some documented loans, I know this is going to sound strange, says, you know what? You owe me the money, but I'll have no recourse. I'm not going to go after your property. The loan will just be on you and not on your property. So Rav and Shmuel say that when we say the Shemitah cancels, what we're saying is Shemitah cancels both of those types of loans. And then it goes without even saying that if it's just a milvah peh, if it's just an oral loan with no documentation, of course Shemitah is going to cancel that as well. Kol shekein milvah peh. Okay, so this is the way Rav and Shmuel understand the Mishnah in Shviyas. So basically, according to Rav and Shmuel, Shemitah cancels every kind of loan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shema Ben Lakish, Nami Tavar, Bishtar, Shtar She'en Bo Achareis Nechasim, and Shelo Bishtar, Mil Ve'al Peh. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, when they learn the Mishnah and Shviyas, they say like this. No. The first case in the Mishnah and Shviyas is talking about a written, a documented loan, but documented, and but with no security, no lien against the property. That was actually written into the document. Loan is only against you, it's not against your property. And when it says an undocumented loan, it means milvah peh. According to Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, however, if it is a documented loan with a lien against the property, a shibud, so Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish will tell you, you don't even need a principal. You, the lender, can go through the Shemitah year, go over the Shemitah year, and still be able to collect your loan. Why? So it's not going to be mishamet. Now the Gemara doesn't say why. The answer is, I would say, intuitive, but Rashi, we don't have to intuit. Rashi says, "Ena mishamet dikegavu idami." Rashi says very succinctly that it's viewed as already collected, because once there is a lien, the Rashi is "Ena mishamet." So it's right alongside where we are in the Gemara. So once there's a lien against property, so now basically, you, the lender, it's not collected, but ki'ilu. It's equivalent to being already collected. Because you know that there's property securing the loan. Once there's property securing the loan, so basically, I've got it. It's as good as collected. And that's why Shemitah's not going to forgive the loan. Shemitah only forgives loans that went uncollected. This is not uncollected. It's somewhere closer to being collected.
So what's the point of the
you don't need one, exactly. According to Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, if the loan is a documented loan with a shibud on property, you don't need principal. That's the way they understand the Mishnah in Shviyas. Tanya Kavasa de Rav Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Malakish, and then the Gemara quotes a Braisa that supports this as well. The Braisa says that if there is a Chareis Nechasim, Shemitah does not cancel that loan. Braisa says it beferish. Tanya Yidach, the Gemara quotes another Braisa. Siyim lo sada, if I identify a piece of land. The word siyim over here means I mark off the land. Siyim lo sada achas ba'avaso ein mishamet. The Shemitah doesn't cancel such a loan. And if the borrower says that my properties and all my possessions are going to guarantee the loan, so once again, Shemitah is not going to be Meshamet. And once again, Rashi explains. The reason why is because Rashi says once again, a second time in the Sugya. Because once there's a land securing the property, securing the loan, so it's we view it as if the loan is already collected. Now,
this means that
there's no principle necessary. Exactly.
Yes,
this
is the two justifications for principle.
So is Shiba Daraisa. The Gemara elsewhere discusses that very question. Sounds like from our Gemara the answer is yes. I'm only working on not in a good memory, but the Gemara elsewhere discusses whether or not Shibud operates on a Daraisa level or on a Durabban level. Now, I could just simply say that maybe over here it's an academic point because Shemitah Bezman is Ez Durabbanan. So even if Shibud is Durabbanan, so the Shibud Durabbanan can override the Shemitah, which is Durabbanan. Okay, but no, not if there's a lien. If there's a lien against the property, the lien holder is the one who's able to collect.
That's it, the Rabbanan. But if it was the right, the land should go back to the people inherited.
All right, let's discuss it. All right, already we're it's okay. Too deep. Just let's keep it as it is. Kreva de Rabbi Asi Havalei Haushtara de Havikasev Be'achres Nechasim. There was a relative of Rav Asi, and he had a loan outstanding against somebody else. He was a note holder, and in the note there was a Chareis Nechasim, meaning there was a lien against the property in order for him to be able to collect a loan. Asal Kamed de Rav Asi Amalei Meshamet or Ena Meshamet. So he goes to Rav Asi. Now he was a relative of Rav Asi. He goes to Rav Asi and he asks, it's a simple question: is Shemitah going to cancel this loan? Yes or no? So Amalei no Meshamet. So Rav Asi gave what he thought was the right answer. No, Shemitah is not going to cancel this loan because this loan is secured against property, and so Shemitah is not going to cancel it. Shavku of Asal coming to Rav Yochanan. So now he leaves Rav Asi and he goes and asks Rav Yochanan. Now I warn everybody about getting a second opinion. Okay, Just in general, okay. I warn everyone, okay. Think. In other words, I understand there's a value to a second opinion. Just you know, beware. So the Gemara says, "Amar le mishamet." So he goes to Rav Yochanan and he asks the question. He says, "The Shemitah going to cancel this loan? Yes or no?" So also Rav Asi, I'm sorry. So the Asa comes to Rav Yochanan, "Amar le mishamet," and Rav Yochanan says, "Shemitah is going to cancel that loan." Now that answer of Yochanan to us should be shocking, shocking. Because what did we learn just a couple of minutes ago in the daf? We learned that according to Rav Yochanan, Rav and Shmuel were of the opinion that Shemitah cancels everything. And that's how they learned the Mishnah and Shviyas. But Rav Yochanan just taught us, no, the only thing that Shemitah cancels are unsecured loans and verbal loans. But once you have a secured loan, Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that Shemitah doesn't cancel it. That's how we learned the Mishnah and Shviyas. So the answer of Rav Yochanan now is shocking. And not only is it shocking, also Rav Asi lekamid Rav Yochanan le mishamid or ne mishamid. Rav Asi couldn't believe it. Rav Asi goes to Rav Yochanan and says, wait a second. Let's hear this again. It's a secured loan against property. Shemitah is going to cancel it, yes or no? So Amar le mishamid. So Rav Yochanan gave the same answer. What do you mean? Shemitah is going to cancel it. So v'ham mar hu da amar ene mishamid? Wait, Rav Asi said, I understand. I was listening yesterday in the Beis Medrash. I was paying careful attention. You taught the Mishnah and Shviyas. You said the Mishnah and Shviyas is only referencing unsecured loan. This is a secured loan against property. What? What just happened? Rav Asi is like so confused. So Amar Lei, V'chim Imnesha Anu Medamim Nasa Maisa. So Rav Yochanan gives an answer. And by the way, we've heard this answer the second time in Amar Sechta. We heard this kind of answer. Rav Yochanan says, don't confuse what you hear in the Beis Medrash and Halacha. Meaning, in the Beis Medrash, we're learning. We're offering svaras. We're giving suppositions. We're theorizing. Meaning, okay, good. I liked it. In the Beis Medrash, I liked it a lot. It sounded great. But now, just because I'm saying a svara, doesn't necessarily mean that now you can go and act as if this is a halacha. Amar Leib, and by the way, Rashi explains, Shanu Medamim, meaning it appears to us, meaning it seems like a rational explanation, but that's in the Beis Medrash. Then you go, Halacha L'maisa, it's a different story. Amar Leib, Atani Kavasei Damar. Now Rav Asi says, okay, but wait a second. Again, I was listening in Shir. Not only did you explain the Mishnah and Shviyas that way, but then you quoted Brises that said it explicitly. So it's not just that you're saying a pshat in the Mishnah, you also had support from a Brisa. Why wouldn't this be the halacha? So Amalei Damai Beishamahi Damashtar Haavud Lagavui. Sorry, Shtar Haomed Lagabos Kigavui Dami. So Rav Yochanan says to Rav Asi, look, that brisa was supportive, but I have to tell you that brisa could be the shita Beishamai. Beishamai says that the way we view any document, any collectible document, as if it's already collected. That's the shita of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai subscribes to that viewpoint. So the Beis Shammai views the potential collection as if it's already collected. The brisa that I quoted that says the Shemitah doesn't cancel that loan, that brisa could be going like Beis Shammai, which essentially means it's not even a loan, meaning it's already viewed as collected. Right. Okay, so we don't subscribe to the shita of Beis Shammai. Okay, so once again, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the halacha. Okay, Tanan Hasam. We're going to learn a Mishnah. Anyone want to guess where the Mishnah could be found? The Mishnah is in the 10th parak of Shviyas. Hamavis chaver maos al mashkon v'amos eshtar asav lebeizdin ein mishamten. So if you lend money and you take a collateral, or you hand your shtar over to Beis Din, so the Shemitah will not cancel such a loan. So the Gemara says, now look, handing over your document to Beis Din, the Gemara says, I understand. That effectively is anyway what Prisbol is doing. Fine. So, Ela Mava Lamashka Mai Taima, but when it's Mava Lamashka, when you're lending and taking collateral, why isn't Shemitah cancel such a loan? All said and done, it's a collateral. So, but the loan is still outstanding. Shouldn't Shemitah cancel it? So, Amar Rav Mishum de Tafaslay. So, I'm sorry, Amar Rav Mishum de Tafaslay. So, because you're holding the mashkon. So, Amar Le'abai, Lame'ata, Havo, Vidar Bechaser de Tafaslay, Hachinami. So, Hachinami de Lameshame. So, Abai says to Rav, I'm not following. Let's say you lent to somebody who lives right in your chaser. So basically, all of his property is accessible to you. So you lend the money and you hold on to one of his things, and now you want to tell me? Okay, good. Now Shemitah's not going to cancel this loan. I'm holding his item. So the Gemara says, I'm Alei Shani Mashka. No, he says, no. It's the trick, the magic over here is not holding his property. The magic over here is he gave you a mashkan. And it's not magic. The kani lei. And there's an actual kinyan on the mashkan. Meaning you become, while holding the collateral, you become during that time the owner of the collateral. It's yours. We know that a creditor, if he's holding on to a collateral, while he's holding to the collateral, there's an actual kinyan. The Pasuk of Parashas Kisetse describes how, if let's say the collateral is the only thing that the borrower has, and he needs to sleep with the blanket at night, she needs to sleep with the blanket, so what you do is at night, you give it back to them. And the Torah describes where, now you give them back to them at night so they could sleep, that's considered tzedakah. Considered tzedakah, well, whose is it? Oh, the Gemara says, I'll tell you whose it is. While the creditor is holding on to it, it actually belongs to the creditor. So when he's giving it back to the borrower during the interim of the loan, it's tzedakah, because it actually belongs to the creditor. Okay, so that's why. We learned another Mishnah in Shviyas, in the 10th Perek of Shviyas. If you hand your shtar over to the Beis Din, or if you're actually holding on to collateral, Shemitah is not going to cancel such a loan. Tanan Hasa. Okay. Another Mishnah in the 10th Perek of Shviyas. Okay, it's a great day today. We get to learn Gemara, and we also learn Mishnayos that we don't normally see in the Daf. Hamachzir chov lechaver b'shviyas tarach sheyam alah mishamet ani. Fascinating halacha. Shemitah comes and goes, and we're now beyond the Shemitah year. Now I know the Mishnah says Hamachzir chov lechaver b'shviyas. But Rashi over here says clearly, I mentioned earlier this morning, I'm going to highlight a Rashi. Take a look at the top Rashi on Lamizayin Amadeus. Rashi writes, Bizman Shashviyas Noheges. It means during a period of time when Shemitah is Noheg. The Avra Allah Shviyas. And Rashi writes that the Shemitah year has passed. The Acharkach Hechziro. And then the borrower comes over to the lender, and borrower says to the lender, here, let me pay you back. Rashi goes on to say, we're not talking about during the Shemitah year. The imkein lo have tzarach lamemer mishamenein to kaimalan and shvius mishametes ella besofa. Rashi over here states very clearly that Shemitah only cancels a loan at the end of the Shemitah year. I told you most Rishonim are in agreement with this point. There is a rush, which we're not going to go through now. But that's the halacha. The halacha is at the end of the Shemitah year. So. It's after the Shemitah year, Bar goes over to the lender, Bar says to the lender, hey, I want to pay you back the loan. And what does the lender say, or what is the lender supposed to say, says the Mishnah? Mishamet ani. What do you mean? Shemitah year has come and gone. I cancel the loan. Now, it sounds interesting, by the way, because one could have easily argued, what do you mean, I cancel the loan? Who's canceling the loan? Is it done automatically? Or does there need to be an active cancellation on the part of the lender? So this is what, in the world of talking about Shemitah and the cancellation loan, this is a classic chakira. This is classic analysis of this issue. And the simple pshat in the Mishnah is that there needs to be an active cancellation of the loan. That's a simple pshat. And again, so you have to, in terms of an analysis of the Gemara, so you can go much deeper into this issue.
Could it be that he means that he actually gave it to Beit Din?
No. No, the simple pshat is Mishamanani, I'm canceling the loan. The imam lo afa pi kain. Now, let's say the bar says to the lender, that's very nice of you. Now, very, very nice of you. It's very nice of the Torah. That's very nice of everyone. But you know what? When all said and done, I borrowed money, I'd like to pay it back. So, yikabel heimenu. You can now collect. Now, what are you collecting at this point in time? Is it a loan? Is it a gift? Okay. However you want to describe it. So in other words, basically we have the following play after every Shemitah year. So borrower goes over to lender, borrower says to lender, I want to pay you. Lender has an obligation to say Mishamanani. I cancel the loan. Borrower says to the lender, if he wants to, Afal Pikin, you know what? I still feel that I borrow the money. I have some sort of ethical, moral obligation to pay you back. Here's the money back. And that's a sequence that goes at the end, after every Shemitah year. Obviously, this is describing if there was no principle that was written. Obviously. Shenemar, I'm sorry. Shenemar v'zed dvar hashmita. Rashi explains zed dvar hashmita, the focus on the word dibur. Meaning, it's not enough that shmita itself cancels alone. There also has to be an articulation on the part of the lender, mishamet ani, I cancel the loan as well. Amar rabba v'tale ad amar hachi. Now, fascinating halacha, and more fascinating than the halacha is Rashi's explanation of the halacha. Rashi writes, Vitalale, I'm going to read the Rashi inside. You wouldn't believe it if I didn't read it. Rashi says, Imhaya wrote Salachsabo. Let's say he wanted the loan returned to him. Meaning, lender said to the borrower, Mishamanani, because that's what he's instructed to do, Vized Varshmita. And the borrower now says, okay, great. I'm so happy. Thank you so much for canceling. Okay, take care. I'll see you later. Rashi writes, again, I'm reading the Rashi. Im hayarot salach zabo. Let's say he wanted the loan returned. Yidlenu al eitz. So then, what the lender will do to the borrower is he'll hang him on a tree. Im gavri yado, assuming that the lender is strong enough. Ad amarle afal pikein. So that to encourage the borrower. Just a question of how you frame it. To encourage the borrower to say afal pikein. You know what? It's right. It's really right that I should pay you back. You lend me the money. I know Shmita was Mishamet, and you said the magic words, Mishamanani, but you know what? I'm going to pay you back anyway. You gave me words of inspiration and encouragement. And also, can you, by the way, take me down from the tree, please? Now, again, by the way, there's much more to discuss on this issue. The Rush discusses this Rashi extensively. Cannot believe that Rashi actually said it. Rashi did say it. We read inside. So, in other words, but there is some form. Okay. However you want to frame it, there is some form of encouragement / incentive, not incentivizing, but there's some form of encouragement that the lender can give the borrower, so that the borrower, even after the loan is canceled, the borrower still is going to pay back the lender. Okay. Vitali ad amar hachi. Eitzve abai kishu nosin lo al yomalo. Bechovi ani nosin lach. Ela yomaloch. Shali hein of a matana hein. Of a matana ani nosin lach. Abaye says that when you return back the loan after the Shemitah, and again, after we went through the sequence of the loan's canceled, the lender says the loan is canceled, I cancel the loan, borrower says, I'm going to pay you anyway. So Abaye says on this, when the borrower pays back, don't say, I'm paying back the loan, because again, the loan is canceled. Say, matana, meaning it's a gift from me to you. Over matana nino senlach. Amar le tali le nami adamar hachi. Tali le nami adamar hachi. You hold them up until he says this. Abba marmarta dahave abba barminyume have a masik be rabba zuze. Okay, this abba barminyume owed rabba money. Okay, aisa ni ale b'shvias. We get to the end of the Shemitah year, and again, Rashi, same like we said earlier, means after the Shemitah year. So, Amalei Mishamanani. So now everyone knows their speaking parts. So again, Rabba was the lender. So Rabba says Mishamanani. Okay, so I cancel the loan. Shaklina v'azel. So Abra ben Yumi says, thanks so much, I appreciate it. He didn't know his line. He didn't know the Afal Pikein. So, but as you'll see in just a moment, legitimately he didn't know it. Meaning he didn't know that he was supposed to say, "I'm going to pay you anyway." So Shaklin v'Azal Asa by Ashkechida have Atzev. So Abai finds Rabban. Rabban's very sad. I'm alei. I'm my Atzev Mar. I'm alei. Hachi have a Maisa. So he says to Abai, "This is what happened." Azal Agabe. I'm alei. Amatele Zuze Lamar. So I'm alei. In he says, "Did you give money to him?" He says, "Yes." I'm alei. Umay Amalach. I'm alei. Mishamanani. So he says to him, I cancel the loan. Amarle va'amartle afa pikein. So now, did you say, I'm going to pay you back anyway? So amarle lo. So Abba Bar Minyumi says, no, I didn't say that back to him. So amarle, so Abai now is explaining all this to Abba Bar Minyumi. Amarle va'amartle afa pikein hafa shaklina minach. Oh, you didn't know that? If you would have said afa pikein after he said mishamanani, so then he would have taken the money from you. And parenthetically, by the way, Rabba could have really used the money. So Rabba Bar Minyumi, by the way, wanted to do the right thing. I'm sorry, Abba Bar Minyumi. He wanted to do the right thing. So Hashtamiyas Amtino Niale, Ve'emale Afal Pikein. So Abai says to him, all this is totally correctable. Go back to Rabba and just simply say to him, I appreciate you canceling the loan. I want to pay you anyway. That's your line. You forgot your law. That's your. The emalei afapikin azam tinani alei varmalei afapikin shaklin minay. And just like Abaye predicted, right? The Abra ben Yumi went back to Rabbah, said, "I know you canceled the loan. I really appreciate it, but I'm going to pay you back anyway." And he did, and he paid him back. So amalei have a be daita by tsurba mirabanan tsurba mirabanan miikara. Oh, that's what I wanted to do originally. I just didn't know that this was all part of the procedure. Okay, let's just quickly run to the Mishnah. A person comes to collect a loan after the Shemitah year and doesn't have the Prusbel document in tow. He is credible and believed to say, "I wrote a Prusbel." My time it came to Tekin Rabban and Prusbel Lo Shavu Keter V'Achli Sura. Because look, once people have a legitimate way to collect a loan after the Shemitah year, why wouldn't we believe that he did the right thing? He had an avenue in which to do the right thing, and he said he did the right thing. We're going to believe him. So and now the Gemara goes even one step further. Even the Dayan is going to encourage the lender to say, "Come on, you had a Prusbel, right?" So Kigon Zep Sach Pichli Ilem. So who? And sometimes it is the Dayan's responsibility to advocate on behalf of the people and tell the people, you know, this you had a Prusbel, right? So Tanan Vechem Balchov Shemotzi Shtarchov Ve'enim a Prusbel Hare Elo Lo Yifru. The Gemara quotes the Brice on the. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a brisa. So the Gemara quotes a brisa, and the brisa says that if you don't have the prusbel, so then you can't get repaid. Tanahi, the Gemara says, this is a machlokes tanaim, detanya amotzi shtarchov, tzarech she'eim a prusbel, v'chachamim omrim ein o tzarech. So this is actually a machlokes tanaim, whether or not the lender needs the actual prusbel document in tow in order for him to collect. So some say yes, some say no, but as long as he said that he had it, so the Gemara, the halacha is that Neman, he's believed. Ad Khan, that is the end of the Prusbel discussion, at least in the Bavli.